From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for April 29, 2026. The White House is withdrawing its nomination for the next National Park Service Director. President Trump tapped hospitality executive Scott Socha to lead the agency in February. In a statement to the Mountain West News Bureau, Socha says he backed out for personal reasons. Socha works for Delaware North, a company that holds multiple contracts with the Park Service. It operates general stores in Yellowstone, an RV park at the Grand Canyon, and a hotel outside of Rocky Mountain National Park. The agency is currently run by an acting director, Jessica Bowren. The Southern Nevada Health District is looking into two Legionnaires' cases. Both cases are travel-associated, meaning neither case involved a Nevada resident. One visitor stayed at the Wynn last September, and the other stayed at the resort in February. Following reports of the illness, the health district found Legionella bacteria present in the hotel's water system. The resort has taken remediation measures, and a subsequent test came back negative. Legionnaires' disease symptoms include coughing, fever, and headaches. They usually begin with 10 days of exposure to the bacteria. Both visitors have since recovered, but the health district is urging all guests who stayed at the Wynn between September and April to complete a confidential illness survey on the district's website. A new overview from the Desert Research Institute reveals some of the resource realities of data centers in Nevada. The centers consumed 22% of Nevada's generated electricity in 2024. That figure could reach 35% by 2030. The Institute says the growing demand on the grid will likely necessitate new generation sources and infrastructure. In the interim, they say it could lead to local outages. As for water, DRI says data center use is on pace to consume over 10 billion liters annually in the next decade. They suggest using treated wastewater may ease the draw on freshwater resources. An estimated 28,000 Nevadans will lose their Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits this Friday, May 1st, a state official said today. Some 20,000 people are being affected by new work requirements imposed by the federal government and the rest by other changes, KLAS-TV reports. That's about 6% of the state's SNAP recipients. Kelly Cantrell, an administrator with the state's Department of Health and Human Services, appeared before the legislature's Committee on Health and Human Services. Cantrell noted that the state spends about $89 million each month on the SNAP program, which will now be cut by about $5 million. Besides affecting recipients, she said that loss also affects local businesses. Public tours of Great Basin National Park's Layman Caves will resume just in time for the Memorial Day holiday weekend. The first two rooms are scheduled to open on May 22nd. On the 30-minute tour, rangers will guide visitors to the Gothic Palace and Rose Trellis Room, with rechargeable lanterns lighting the way. Other areas of the cave system will remain closed while contractors continue to replace the electrical lighting system, according to the National Park Service. When finished in late summer, the new system will provide improved visibility and efficiency while reducing disturbance to the cave's fragile ecosystem. Before he was the kinetic bassist known as Flea of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, he was Mike, a kid transfixed by the jazz his stepdad played with friends at home. They played fast, they played furiously, they played with great tenderness, they played with great violence and physicality, and it was wild, Flea says. When I was a kid and I heard them playing that jazz, it just blew my mind and changed my life forever. Flea learned trumpet and started playing in bands. He says his hippie stepfather introduced him to records and expanded his world. But ultimately, his substance addictions and violent outbursts made Flea's home unbearable. There were many times when it was scary to be in the house. I would sleep in the backyard, Flea says. I remember coming home, and there'd be cops in the yard with their guns drawn. It was a big neighborhood embarrassment. Starting from the age of 11, Flea spent more and more time on the street with friends. He experimented with drugs and dabbled in petty crime. But throughout it all, he remained interested in music. He says founding the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Anthony Kiedis, Hillel Slovak, and Jack Irons in 1982 provided a blood bond and a place to channel their restless energy. Flea just released a new jazz album called Anora. Hear the full conversation with NPR's Terry Gross at knpr.org. This has been The Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.